नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ततो विहत संकल्प कन्यकाजवनेश्वरम् मयोपदिष्टमासाद्य बब्रिनाम्ना भयंपतिम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। After she was thus disappointed by me, with my permission, she approached the king of the Javanas, whose name was Bhaya or Fear, and she accepted him as her husband. Purport. Being the most perfect Vaishnava, she Narada Muni is always willing to do good to others, even to one who curses him. Although Kalakanya, the daughter of time, was refused by Narada Muni, she was given a shelter. Of course, no one could give her shelter, but a Vaishnava gives shelter somewhere to such an unfortunate girl. When Jara or old age attacks everyone, dwindles and deteriorates, in one stroke, Narada Muni gave shelter to Kalakanya and counter-attacked the ordinary karmis. If one accepts the instructions of Narada Muni, the ocean of fear, bhaya, can be very quickly removed by the grace of that great Vaishnava. Tato vihita sankalpa kanyaka javaneshwaram मयोपदिष्टम आसाद्य बब्रे नामनाम भयं पतिम। सो द टॉपिक वी आर डिस्कसिंग इन भागवतम नाउ डेज इज द एलेगोरिकल स्टोरी स्पोकन बाय नारद मुनि टू पाचीन बर्हिषत्। सो इन दिस टेक्स्ट Narada Muni is telling that this Kalakanya, she approached Narada Muni. Yesterday you must have heard, she approached when Naraji was coming down towards this planet. So she met, Kalakanya met Naraji and she approached Naraji to be her husband. But Naraji was brahmachari, so he denied, he rejected her proposal. So she became annoyed and I think she cursed also Narada Muni. But Naraji, because he was an elevated devotee, so one of the special quality of devotees, they are very merciful. Even to those who gave curse to him, she cursed. But still Narada Muni do good to her. What? Narada Muni gave some advice. He said, okay, I may not accept you as my wife, but I can arrange somebody. So Narada Muni gave proposal to her. So there is a candidate befitting to you, so you go. So here Narada Muni is telling, tato vihita sankalpa. After rejected by me, her determination was almost rejected. She was trying to have me to Narada Muni, but Narada Muni rejected her proposal, so she became very disturbed. Vihita sankalpa. So, but then Naraji said, don't worry, don't worry. He gave some alternate proposal. So then Kalakanya, and who was that candidate? Javaneswaram. He is a king of Javanas. He said, go to him. So then Narada Muni said, maya apadishtyam asadhya. By my advice, she followed my instruction and she went to Javaneswaram and Babre and he accepted him. He approached him and accepted him as her husband. Who was that Ishwar of Javana, Javaneswaram? His name is Bhaya. The acharyas, they are saying the Javanas, he is the Ishwara. Who are the Javanas? They are saying Adhi and Vyadhi. Adhi Vyadhi Nam Javanas. And their leader, Ishwara, is Bhaya, means Mrityu. Adhi is mental disease. Vyadhi is physical disease. So, and the greatest Bhaya, Bhaya personified is death. All of us living entities are so fearful to death. So before death comes, first these two notices will come, Adhi and Vyadhi. So Naraji sent Kalakanya to a befitting husband. Though it is said here that she was given, of course no one could give her shelter because she is Kalakanya. No one wants to accept her. That's why she is wondering. But Narad Muni even arranged a husband for her. Who was that? Death personified, Bhaya. So she immediately accepted the proposal and went and accept Bhaya as her husband. Again we will hear that Bhaya also do something to her. He may not accept her also. Anyway, this kind of, and Prabhupada told in the purport that being the most perfect Vaishnava, Narada Muni is always willing to do good to others. She is so merciful. She is always ready to help others. To help others, the helpful nature is one of the prominent nature of a devotee. This is very delicate situation. If one lady, unmarried girl, approached to a brahmachari, this situation, and Naraji is explaining that the same situation happens to him and he rejected the proposal and she became angry, and then Naraji said, okay, don't worry, I am arranging something for you to pacify her, otherwise it will be dangerous. We are seeing in some incident one time, even Lord Ramachandra, while he was in exile, he was with his wife Sita Devi and his brother Lakshman. When they were staying in Panchavati, one unmarried lady approached him. Who was she? Super Naka. Nose means Naka means nose. He's Super Naka. Very, his nose is super. That's a Super Naka. Yes. Special nose. This Super Naka, how beautiful. Actually, all our beauty depends upon the nose. So, her nose was super. So, she approached Ramachandra. Ramachandra was so handsome. Lord himself, so handsome. And she became very much captivated by the beauty of Lord Ram. And she approached shamelessly. And though Sita was there, but still he became so shamelessly affected. She said, now accept me. Ramachandra said, what to do? So he said, okay, don't worry. See, I am already married. My wife is there. So how can I accept you? But see, this person, Lakshman, he said, he is alone. Though Lakshman was married too, but his wife was not there. But he is alone, so you can go to her. Suparnaka saw Lakshman. Oh, he is a very nice candidate. He is also not so bad. He is very handsome too. Okay, so who is he? No? He is my servant. He is my younger brother. So you give a chit, a slip, so he can accept me. So Ramachandra wrote a slip. But in the sleep he wrote something else. He don't try to accept her. He wrote, so cut down the nose. So she, with the sleep, she approached Lakshman. And Lakshman got the instruction, immediately do the operation. So, and his beauty finished. He caught her nose. His super knock finished. So, see, the woman approached and Lord also behaved with her in such a way and she became outraged terribly. She could not become so angry, she went to complain to her brother, Ravana, and then whole episode Ramayana happened, you know, all these things. In one more incident we see Pitamaha Bhishma. His name is Bhishma because he taken a vow, determination that he will remain brahmachari lifelong. But some incident happened that her mother, Satyavati, she forced Bhishmadev to go to Kasi and get the Rajakanya for her son. So Bhishma Pitamaha went and he challenged the whole assembly. Big fighting happened. Bhishma Pitamaha defeated all of them by one shot. And then by seeing the power, prowess of Bhishma Pitamaha, the all three princes, without saying anything, calmly they come and sit inside the car. Okay, wherever you want to take us. Immediately they argued and they came and sit in the car. Bhishma Pitamaha started the car, okay, come. On the way, one of them, Amba, she told Sar, if you don't mind, I have already accepted somebody as my husband, but by fear I am not saying. Now, okay, why? I have two brothers, I am not going to marry. So two are enough, so you can go. So we gave her rent and whatever, you should go her rent. But then the person whom he was approaching, he's supposed to go, but he refused. He said, no, you have taken my Bhishma, I am not going to accept it. So then that Amba came back to Bhishma and said, now he is refusing, so please you accept. You brought me, no, I cannot. I have taken vow that I have to remain unmarried. How can I take? No, then he is not accepting. What will happen to me? I have two brothers already, two of them, they are accepted their wives. Now, I don't know, you find your own husband. This is very difficult. If you approach, then you have to arrange. Narada Muni is very clever. Though he got cast, but he arranged a husband for the girl. Vishwandev said, no, I can't help you. And she became so angry, she went to complain to her spiritual master. Not spiritual master, but material master. She was the Juddha Guru, Prasuram. But he was one of the master. And she went to complain. And she, in such a way, she approached Parasuram. Parasuram became, I said, okay, no, I am writing immediately, later. My disciple, he will accept you. So, she came with full hope and gave the letter. Vishwamitra said, no, I cannot, even if this is order of my guru, but I cannot help you. I cannot break my vow. Then she again come back to Parasuram. Parasuram became angry and he challenged, if you are not accepted, you have to fight with me. No problem. Then the fight happened between master and disciple, Parasuram and Bhishma. And Parasuram saw this such a powerful strength of Bhishma Pitamaha and he became very happy. He gave boon to Bhishmadev. And this girl, he became, what happened between them? Nothing happened to me. She became more disappointed. Then she went to some other place. What will happen now? Go to take shelter of somebody. She went to forest and took mantra from some tantric and started doing severe austerity penance. And she died in the next birth. She took birth as, you know, Sikhandi. Yeah. Plus minus. Anyway, so she became the cause of Bhishma Pitamaha's falling down. So they were so serious. This case is not so easy case to deal with. And same case happened to Naraji. It can happen to anybody. So, but Naraji was so clever though she disappointed her, she rejected her proposal right away, but immediately she said, don't worry, I am arranging for you something. Don't take it seriously. So she pacified. So that's why Narada is saying, Tato Bihata Sankalpa, though he was totally, outrightly rejected by me, she became so angry, but immediately I gave alternate proposal, so she became pacified. So what is that proposal? Go to the king of Javanas. So he is very much befitting to you. Why you are disturbing me? He is there, so please. She pacified. She went there. So mostly the acharyas, even Prabhupada, in this context, Prabhupada is pointing that how Narad Muni is so helpful nature, so merciful. He is ready to help even to that person who is then and there she cursed. And Kala Kanya is so ghastly, he is jara, old age, disease. Who is going to accept her? But Naraji somehow or other accepted. Such an unfortunate girl, but Naraji helped her. So here the helpful nature, the merciful nature of Naraji is shown. There was one very nice incident, a story, when happened in Dwapar Yug. Chitrasen Gandharva is one of the very near and dear friend of Arjun. Once Arjun, actually he was going to kill Chitrasen. This happened in Kamavan, but then he saved. Then Chitrasen Gandharva become very bosom friend of Arjun from that day onwards. So one day this Gandharva Raj, he with many of his girlfriends, Apsaras, he came down and he was doing water pastime in Alakananda in Himalayas. These fellows, they are Gandharvas. They are not within the clutches of Papa and Punya, because they are Bhogajoni. They can enjoy. But when they are coming down to this Manushya Loka, Mrityu Loka, they have to follow the principle, system. But he forgot, he was doing water pastime in night, doing all kind of, eating all kind of things, this, that, and doing his enjoyment. And when morning approaches, he said, no, now it's better world, I have to go back. And he was going with his party. But what happened in the Brahma Muhurta, the Maharshi Galava Rishi, he was taking bath in Ganga. In the morning time, he took his bath and do his Sandhya Gayatri Vandana, and the morning sun is, rising sun is coming up, so for that he was taking his water in his palm, Arghya Anjali, he has to offer the Arghya to the Suryadev. So he was going to do that after doing his Sandhya and Snan, but this party, enjoying party, they are just going in that time. When they reach in the sky, and he was chewing the pan, Gandharva Raj, Chitrasen was chewing the pan, and without seeing down, he spit. So unluckily, that spit come directly into the water. The Galabrisi holding to offer Arghya to Suryadev, it come down there, right in that, in Arghya Anjali. Then he, what happened? Red? This water, chewing beetle, he was chewing beetle, so spit come down immediately. He saw immediately Gandharva Sena, he was enjoying, and now he's going, and without seeing, he's spitting on my Arghya. And I have taken bath, doing Sandhya, now he's going to offer Arghya. This fellow became very angry. His face became red, totally. He became so annoyed. She Sintagor Sundarki. So he could have immediately cursed right there to Gandharva Raj and finished him. But he thought, no. If I curse him right away, then all my piety will finish. So I should not do that, because Dwaparju Krishna is right there, present physically, so I should go to complain him. So immediately he threw the water and again took bath, again do Sandhya, and again took Anjali and do Arghya Anjali to Suryadev. And immediately, after finishing his job, immediately he threw sky by his yogic Shakti, she immediately fly down to Dwarka and enter right into the palace of Krishna. With very angry mood she started complaining. What is going on? You are here. You incarnate yourself to save the sadhus. You have to protect the religion. But what is going on? Even the sadhus, rishis like us, after taking bath in Brahma Muhurta, doing Arghyanjali, at that time the people are spitting on us. What is going on? You are there in this planet and this thing is happening. What will happen in Kali Yuga? Krishna said, oh, morning time, what is happening? Why you are so angry? Tell me what happened, what is this thing? Now see, this thing happened, the whole story. He explained. Krishna told, who is that fellow? Krishna became very angry. If such people are giving trouble, they are Gandharvas, they are demigods, they are becoming demoniac. Oh, my God, this demigods are becoming demons even. I should teach them a lesson. I am promising in front of you, by tomorrow evening, I will definitely kill that fellow. He promised. Who? Krishna. In front of Maharshi Galav, he promised that by tomorrow evening, I am going to kill him. Definitely, death punishment. You just be here. So then he started welcoming the Rishi, offer him many nice things, and stayed in nice guest house facility. So don't stay here till tomorrow. We'll go and take care of you, no problem. So pacified Rishi. So then Naraji, he used to go always to Dwaraka. He happened to reach there. And so what is going on? Then Krishna told, wow, nowadays even these Gandharvas, they are becoming so much demoniac. See, this thing happened. They're spitting in the morning time. They forget, they are enjoying so much, they forget even the system. So, what happened? Who is that Gandharva? This Chitrasen Gandharva. And I have already taken decision. I have promised in front of Gala Maharshi, by tomorrow evening I am going to kill him. Oh, Naraji became shocked. Because Chitrasen Gandharva was a devotee. And he is a bosom friend of Arjuna. Many times Chitrasen Gandharva used to come with his instrument to Naraji and join his kirtan party, and used to dance and chant, enjoy like anything. And Naraji knows that he is a kirtaniya. How come he is a devotee and you to merge and chant names and friend of Arjun? Unknowingly, Gandharva Apsara, they have to enjoy what to them. By their nature, they have to enjoy spirit. Unknowingly, he had committed some mistake. Of course, it's a great mistake, a blunder mistake for him, but what to do? He doesn't know that this, he will spit and this will come down to the immediately inside the Anjali. He don't know, yes. Similarly, so, but such a small, unknowing mistake, immediately death punishment. This is very cruel. This should not happen, but what to do? Lord himself has taken promise. So Naraji decided, oh, anyway, I have to do something. Let us see. He is very helpful. I have to help. He is a devotee. So he and friend of Arjuna and mine too. So Naraji immediately said, okay, I have to go somewhere. No, I have to go somewhere. Please help. He offered obeisance right away. Immediately ran towards Gandharva Lok. And right inside to the house of Chitrasen Gandharva. Chitrasen, oh, Devarshi ji, welcome, welcome. Forget welcome. You don't know what is going to happen. What is going to happen? Are you are going to die. Save your life now. Oh, what happened? I am going to die. What happened? I have not done anything to Jamraj. I have no enmity. I have friendship with him. Are forget friendship. Jamraj, why Jamraj became angry? No, Jamraj not become angry. The husband of sister of Jamraj, he became angry. Oh, Krishna, yes. Not angry, he has taken vow. Now what vow? Now you are going to be killed by him by the sunset of today. Tomorrow evening he is going to kill you. Oh my God, he started immediately senseless. Because if Krishna is taken promise to kill, then in this three world who is there to save? Nobody can save. Nobody can challenge Krishna. Then Chitrasen Gandharva almost lose his life. He said, finish. If Krishna has taken vow, then I am gone. What to do? Started crying, you must faint, and Naraji became very much piteous on him. Very much pity. Why? How can? Is there any way? I know there is really no way. Anybody else? But Krishna, if promised, then how? Who can save me? Then I said, don't worry, we will do something. What something? Can you do something? We'll try. I think we can do something to save from Krishna's promise. Oh, can it possible? And if you follow me, then I can do something. I am ready to do whatever. Please tell me what to do. Please tell me. Gandharva just catch hold of Nara's feet. Please tell me what to do. Save me. Nara, okay, don't worry. Tonight you have to go down to Indraprastha. Then, in midnight, go to near Jamuna. Near Indraprastha, Jamuna is flowing. Next to Jamuna, crying. Now you are crying, cry there only. Helplessly cry there. Now then, in midnight, now yes, now somebody will come. Somebody will come. Who will come? Now some lady will come. And she will ask you, what happened? Why you are crying? But you don't say anything. First you tell, what is the use of telling you? If she promise, give word, promise that definitely I am going to save you. If she taken this vow, then you tell the story that this thing happened. Now don't say anything, just go right away. She was in death personified, is coming. So without anything saying, immediately Gandharva Raj started. Immediately before even evening he reached Indraprastha, and where is Jamuna? Find a place near, started his crying. He was almost crying always by getting this message, who will not cry? Death notice. So then from there immediately Naraji fly to Indraprastha and went to the Pandava's house. In Indraprastha, he was the king. Yudhishthira Maharaj was the king. The Pandavas, they are ruling. So he went directly to their mahal. Naraji, he was grandly welcomed there. And then immediately, that Naraji, because he known to everybody, so he went to the Arjun's mahal. Arjun was in assembly, in some meeting somewhere. So, wife Subhadra was there. So then, they said, oh, Bhadre, how are you? Then Subhadra come out, Naraji. Oh, Naraji, please come, please come. Because Subhadra, she was little girl, by that time, she know Naraji. Naraji known to everybody. Everybody knows Naraji. Oh, she welcome, have come. She said, why Naraji, you are, after long time you are coming, but why you are accept, telling me, Bhadre, it is my Bhabi's name. My Bhabi means? What? No, Krishna has one wife called Bhadra, and Krishna's sister also Subhadra, and wife is Bhadra. So Naraji used to tell Bhadra both. He said, why you are telling me with my Bhabi's name? No, what I am always telling you like that, I forget to add Su. Anyway, so you are so dear to me, this, that. No, what makes you to come here this time? Now, what I'll say, this is such a nice, fortunate time is there, and if you do some brata, then what can I say? This is coming after 144 years, one time only. This is the tithi, special tithi is coming. So if, now what is that? What is that punya brata? Now if any lady, if any woman, just perform this brata, then by that power, her brother can be saved from all the dangers. Oh, Subhadra is always thinking of her brother. Who is her brother? Krishna. How to do good to Krishna, how to do good to his brother. Then she immediately, tell me, I will do any bhav, any brata, whatever difficulty it is, I want to do. Please tell me, please. No, you want to do it? No. Please, 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 I want to do it. I'm promising I want to do. So, okay. Okay, now, listen. The tithi is tonight only. Tonight, midnight only. If today, midnight, you will go alone to take bath in Jamuna. And then, after taking bath in Jamuna, meditating on Jamuna Devi and meditating on the Supreme Lord, then while you are coming back with the same wet cloth, you have to come back and you have to save somebody, some fearful person. If you can save some fearful person, Abhayadan, then that's it. Then your brother will be out of danger, out of fear. Oh, I will do certainly. Okay. But then she said, but where can I find a person who will be fearful? Midnight who will come, fearful person, where you will get? But how can I go alone? Huh? I cannot take any my lady's assistant. No, you have to go alone. No, how can I go alone? Don't worry, I can go. I am beyond this material, genetic condition material. I can come with you. For you, I can help, no problem. Okay, but where can I get such a fearful person? I have to save. We'll find, maybe, but let us try. Okay, so she has full faith that if Naraji is coming, so he will do something. So then he prepared all his puja plates, everything, midnight will go, and he then consulted with Arjun, come back from his meeting. So he discussed with Arjun and said, oh, if such a Naraji telling, then definitely it's fact. So if you can do, it will be very great help to your brother Krishna. If you are do good to Krishna, then that's our only goal. The devotee is always there. Plan is to please Krishna. That is our business. So if the devotee is there, only plan to please Krishna. So Arjuna also same thing, Subhadra also same thing. Both are planning to how to please Krishna. So okay, whatever difficult bhav, whatever difficult vrata, we will go through it, we will do it. So Arjuna said, okay, don't worry, I cannot go because you have to go alone. If Naraji is coming, so okay, no problem, go. Do it for Krishna. So then that night in midnight, she put alarm right in 12 o'clock. She got up, took her things and all that. Then she went. Naraji was outside waiting. And they went and they took nice dip in Jamuna and do his puja pudinja. And when he was coming back, she was very much worried. Where can I get a person who is fearful? Then I can save him. Then the breath will complete. Then while he was taking bath and coming up, then she hear somebody is piteously crying, helplessly crying. Oh, by hearing that she became melted. Who is so very soon he changed her cloth and tried coming. Find out is just near to the Jamuna under the tree. So there is a person, dark night. Who are you? Why you are crying? What did you just telling you? I am so unfortunate. I am so under crying like anything. Then Sumudra said, tell me. I am promising you. I will going to help you. Definitely. Now what you can help? In this three world, nobody is there to help me. I am so unfortunate. Arey Baba, I am telling you. I am promising you. Are you? Nah, yes. You don't know me. I am the wife of Gandivadhari Arjun and the sister of Lord Sri Krishna. I am promising, giving you word. This three times I am promising next to Jamunaji. Naraji is here. I am definitely going to, whatever difficulty is there, I am definitely promising to help you. Oh, really, are you? Okay, little hope is there. Then he explained the whole story. That the fear is only your brother. He has promised to kill me by the sunset of today. Oh, nobody marks, but Naraji marks. By the dark sight of the in midnight, by hearing this statement from Gandharva, Subhadra become immediately pale. She became totally, what is going on? I have to challenge Krishna. She became very much worried. But what to do? She has already taken his vow. She has given word. So she became very much worried. What to do now? Anyway, so what you are thinking? Devi, what are you thinking? You have promised, but can you? Then Subhadra thought, okay, what to do? I have promised you. I will try my best. Not try, I will do. Okay, go ahead. Come with me otherwise. Come with me if you have. Come with me. So then Subhadra took Chitrasen with her and gave a guest room in her palace. and said, okay, stay here, I have to do my job. He immediately went. Arjun was sleeping. He said, really, now no time of sleeping, get up now. What a very serious matter, very serious. What happened? Naraji was there behind, looking everything, what is going on? Because the whole agenda planning is Naraji. He is so much busy going here and there, running outright and seeing what Subhadra is doing, what Arjun is doing. Then Subhadra, with tears in her eyes, she explained the whole story to Arjun. Arjun became, is it? What you do? Krishna has promised and you have taken promise also. Oh my God. Anyway, what to do? You are my wife. Your promise means my promise. So, okay. Now you have to do something, my husband. Now, okay. I will do. No problem. My life feels, I mean, putting in a challenge. So, I will definitely fight with my friend Krishna. Let us see what happens. Either I will die, other he will be saved. Oh, Subhadra became pleased. Okay. My husband had taken bhav. So then immediately after their bhav taking ceremony happened, Naraji are looking, immediately he, from there on, from backside, he ran away. Where he went? Right away to Dwarka. Yes. Pakka arrangement. And he went there. Krishna said, what happened? You are busy? No. Very serious matter. What? Now you have taken promise now. Yes, by today evening I have already ordered to Dwarka to arrange my car. I am going to search Chitrasen, where he will be. I will finish him by today afternoon. What you don't know, what? Now this thing happened. Arjuna has already promised, taken promise. What promise? Now he is going to save Chitrasen Gandharva, his friend. What? Arjun? Arjun has to, how come he don't? What can I say? I am just giving the message to you, this thing happened. Oh my God. But Krishna knows that this whole thing is arranged by him only. Anyway, Naraji, just take my written instruction. Immediately I am writing this letter. Go immediately, give this to Yudhishthir. So okay, Krishna immediately write down. Heavy, serious letter. What? My dear Yudhishthirji, please, pacify this Arjun. Tell him he should not do these foolish things. He should draw his promise. I have already taken promise. I have to save this in front of the Maharshi Galava. I have taken, so I have to keep my promise. So please pacify Arjun and take his vows back. Very seriously written the letter and sent. With very glad mood, Naraji took it. Okay, let us see what is going on. So immediately he fly down from Dwarka to Indraprastha, right away to the Pandavas palace, and Yudhishthira Maharaj welcomed. He said, no ceremony welcome. Matter is very serious. See the letter. Yudhishthira Maharaj saw the letter, direct order from Krishna, Dwarkadhis, that this thing happened. Arjun foolishly has taken this promise, so please counsel Arjun. He is under your counsel. Counsel him. He should not, don't do these foolish things. He should not come in front of me. I am going to do these things. I have to save this Rishi, I promised. So then Yudhishthira became so worried. Immediately he sent message to Arjun to come. Die, immediately come. Arjun said, what happened? My brother is calling. Then he immediately called emergency meeting. Emergency meeting, all Bhima, Nakul, Sahadev, all five brothers and all many other Rishi, Maharshi, some Brahmans and all these instructors, guides, everybody. Immediate, serious meeting. So all of them, what is the matter? Nah, this thing. Immediately, what is the decision? By afternoon, Krishna is coming. He already sent, his car is getting ready. He's going to, he knows Chitrasen is in our house only. Chitrasen Gandharva is taking shelter in our guest house. So Krishna will come directly here. So who will go to fight with Krishna? Arjun, what is going on? Now, my dear brother, what I am saying? This is the thing, so. No, don't do that. Arjun said, my brothers, all, but I have taken promise. Only thing I know, how can you fight with Lord Krishna? Now, I know that. I know much more better than all of you how much powerful Krishna is. Who can know better than me? And I am telling also, my strength is only Krishna. I have full faith on Krishna only. By keeping faith on him only, I am doing pramis, I am going to fight with him only. My strength is him only. But I can say one thing to you. If somebody taken promise to kill somebody, but I am promising to save somebody, which is better promise? Both are promise. Save is better or kill is better? Paropkar, saving is definitely better. So you should bless me. But how can we bless you? Our bless will be useless. Against Krishna, who will bless? Okay, if you not bless me, then leave me out. Let me die. If I am for helping somebody, if I die, then I am ready to die. To Subhadra, I have taken promise and I have a promise. Let us see what is happening. Naraji was recording all videography, everything, what is going on in meeting. Everything, videograph immediately ran from there to Dargasi. What is happening there? What happened? They had a big meeting, Yudhishthira Maharaj and everybody, they started counseling Arjuna, but Arjuna was so deep. He didn't accept their proposal. What? So he immediately write another letter to Arjun. Arjun, please, this is my order. Do this thing. Okay, go again then. Immediately again, Naraji ran towards Arjun. And then Arjun and Subhadra, they were consulting how to do, were thinking what to do now, the challenge in front of Krishna. Then the order comes. They accepted. And then Arjun also write a letter. Okay, this is my letter to Krishna. Take it. He write, okay, my dear friend, my dear Lord, my dear everything. So I am ready to fight against you, but I have taken promise to save him. You have taken promise to kill him. I have taken promise to save him. You know what is better, so do the needful. Your servant Arjuna. Goodbye. And with a counter sign, your sister Subhadra Devi. And letter immediately carried to Dwarka. Krishna became so much worried. What to do now? Galabras is there in front and waiting, because only 2 days in guest house they have rented. And they are there. So tonight I have to fulfill my desire, then I have to go. And he is also ready in his car. Krishna, Daruka is already made the rat car ready, so we have to come to fight, to kill Chitrasen. And by that time he got the letter. So what will be the condition of Krishna? Anyway, Galabras is waiting for him. So he went, board the car. Okay. And he went alone. He said, no, this fighting, I will not take anybody with me. I will go alone. And when message, immediately Naraji came, Krishna already started for fighting. He rejected your letter. He is with his Sarangadhanus. Krishna has his bow name, Sarangadhanva. So he is coming to kill you. Then Arjun said, okay, take my message. I am also ready. I am going with Gandiva Dhanus. And nobody is coming with Arjuna. Who is going to face Krishna? All Yudhishthira, Bhim said, please excuse us. We are not going to help you. This fight you have to go. We are not going to help. Nobody came with Arjuna. Arjuna is alone coming. Krishna is coming alone. So the match is going to happen now. So the Narad is arranging set and forth, coming and back. So they came each other. So now, near Hastinapura, Indraprastha, Krishna has arranged, already reached there. Galabras is sitting behind seat, in front seat Krishna, with his Nandighosa, with his car. And Arjuna also, alone, with his Gandiva Dhanus, and he is there in the front. All the friend circles, all Yudhishthira, all the friends, all the rishis, all the brahmanas, all the mantris, all the senapatis, all the rishis, demigods, everybody from all universe, they are there to see what is going to happen now. Everybody is in full of suspicion. What is going to happen? None of them are some ordinary fellow. He is Krishna and he is Arjun. He is Sarangadhanva, he is Gandivadhanva. Now this fighting, forget, there is not going to apply any ordinary missile. This is all Divyastra. Forget, even, and okay, time is there now. Krishna blown his counsel. Panchajanya and Devadatta in return. both council. By the sound of these councils, everybody got terrified. Now the sound of Devadatta and Panchajanya has already blown. Now missiles are ready. And such a Divyastra, even the big warriors, they don't know the name of that astra even. What the astra is called? All Divyastra special. They have not seen in their life even. They started attacking each other, all the Divyastras. And the war is going, become more serious and more serious and much more serious. Both are challenging each other, shouting at each other and firing like anything. Very vigorous fighting. Then Krishna became very honored and immediately took Chakra Sudarshan. He is going to throw Sudarshan towards Arjun. Arjun said, okay, I am surrender. In front of Sudarshan nothing is there, but what Divyastra I have? I have Pasupata Astra. Immediately he invited Pasupata in his mouth. Okay. If Sudarshan Pasupata, I will say, though Pasupata cannot match Sudarshan, but I have this prominent missile now with me. Then immediately when Sudarshan and Pasupata come in their bow, then immediately all these rishis, Brahma, Shiva, they come in front. Please stop, what is going on? Lord Shiva came in front of Arjun. Arjun, what you are doing? This is not the time for devastation. Why, if you throw Pasupata, then the whole universe will devastate, now finish. Pralaya will take place. Now what should I do? I am trying to protect me. I am not applying Vasubhadra. Then Brahma and Shiva, then went, oh my Lord, what are you doing? Can your Sudarshan can apply on your devotee? Now what kind of day? This is the Rishi now. Okay, this is the Rishi, but this is Arjun. Now challenge in front of you. Can you do? And Sudarshan Chakra, though it is there in the hand of Krishna, but Sudarshan also thinking, how can I go to Arjun? My promise is to save the devotee, and here is a devotee. How can I kill a devotee? He is not ready to go, and Krishna is ready to send him. In this such a difficult situation, all the demigods, all the rishis, they come, please stop, otherwise fast kill us. Then Krishna said, oh my God, now is one rishi, now all the rishis are there. Even Brahmaji is there, Shivji is there, what to do? So then he come down. Okay. So okay, come together, so then keep all their weapons and come down from the rath. Arjun also come down the earth. So Arjun immediately went and catch hold the feet of Krishna, paid full obeisances. Krishna lift him up and full embrace. This is the result of the fighting. And full embrace, both of them said, well, I am trying to save, I am a devotee. If you want to kill me, kill me. I am at your shelter. Okay, don't worry. Then Subhadraji immediately went and touched the feet of Krishna. Then immediately Krishna said, Mangala Bhava. Everything auspicious will happen to you. Your promise will fulfill. So then Gandharva came out and he touched the feet of Krishna. Oh, you now, yes, you have already promised. So now from behind seat Galav Rishi came up. What is going on? You promised me since yesterday I was in your house. Now this thing happening, I have nothing, I am nowhere. You people mess together, you meet together, and what happened to me? And he became really angry. He said, now I will curse both of you. So then he took water to curse both of them. Then Subhadraji became very angry. So if you are going to curse, it should be a Brahmarshi. Your quality should be merciful. If somebody has done a mistake unknowingly, okay, forgive and forget should be the nature of a devotee. What kind of mercy you are? So you are going to curse him. If you are going to curse, I am giving word that the water cannot remain in your hand. And immediately Galav Rishi taking water in his hand to curse, the water is evaporating immediately. His hand became so hot. 11,000 kV volt immediately inside the hand. His hand became totally burned off. No water, put water immediately vaporing. That's the power of Subhadra. Then he understood, oh my God, it is very serious. So then Galav Rishi beg excuse from Subhadra Devi and said, okay, I'm going, withdrawing my angry. Then they went. So finally everybody was there. So Chitrasana Gandharva also saved. And Krishna said, what will you do? My promise is finished. Brahma and others said, Krishna, your promise is to save the devotee and to withdraw your promise. How come you keep your promise to kill devotee? It will not happen at all. So, but the whole incident happened. Who was the key person? The mercy is coming from Naraji. So this is the nature of Naraji. The name Narada means Naram Dadati Iti Narada. Nara means Narayana. Who is giving Narayana to everybody? He is distributing Narayana to everybody abundantly. So he is called Narada. He is giving Narayana to everybody. So he should be such a merciful and powerful personality. And Prabhupada is saying, if any person, any devotee taking shelter of Naraji, then the fear personified will fear. Fear means this Jara, this Adhi, Vyadhi will not touch to that person who has taken shelter of the devotee like Naraji. Ayur Harati Vaipunsham. This Ayu, by sun, by rising and setting sun, taking away the Paramayu, but it cannot work on the devotee. Actually, time works on the matter. Time can never work on spirit. If somebody is in Dehatma Buddhi, in material consciousness, then his eye is going to finish. But if he is beyond the Dehatma Buddhi, worldly consciousness, then time has nothing to do with him. Time cannot work there. So Naraji like person, if somebody will take shelter, then will definitely be beyond bodily consciousness and time cannot do anything to us. Though time is so powerful, when in Mahabharata Yudha, when Arjuna was seeing the Vishwarup, and he became frightened. Who are you? Please tell me. Bhavan Ugra Rupo, Akhyahi Meko, Bhavan Ugra Rupo. Please tell me, who are you? Krishna said, I am, time I am. What are you doing? Loka khyakur prabruddho. I am trying to finish everybody. Rite vitvangna bhavishanti sarve. Except you, everybody is going to die. You means all the devotees. Except the devotees, everybody is going to finish by the time power. So if you will take shelter of a pure and dear devotee of Krishna, then this fear, this adhi, vyadhi, this javana, santu, they will do nothing. They cannot come. Will free from jara, vyadhi and mrityu bhaya. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Yes? Oh, you can find from in Bhagavatam class today. So recorded cassette you can take and play there. Yeah, it's in Mahabharata. I told it's in the person. Hare Krishna. Yes. Brajananda Prabhu is asking, Naraji is one person. Krishna Lila is taking place in the innumerable universe. So how can Narad is present till everywhere? If Narad is just next to Krishna, wherever Krishna, where there is Narad, there is no problem. If the ordinary Rishi, they can expand to till 50 of them. So Naraji can expand to 50 million. No problem. Narada is the incarnation of mind of Krishna. You know that? Narada is the mind of Krishna. So just now think, what is the strength of Narada? He is Manavatara. Yes, and he is executor. Hare Krishna. Grantharasyan Bhagat Mahapuran ki Samveda Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki. Yeah.